Radio Prague News.
The new school year started on Thursday with 1.2 million children going back to school. The Lower House of Parliament is debating the government's social and welfare reform. And the Greek Prime Minister has slammed Czech President Václav Klaus over his Ouzo drinkers comments. The new school year started on Thursday with 1.2 million children going back to school. Czech President Václav Klaus welcomed students at a secondary school in Ostrava, which is run by his son Václav Klaus Jr., while Education Minister Josef Dobeš marked the start of the school year at an elementary school in the Prague district of Žižkov. Mr. Klaus noted that unlike Czech universities and secondary schools, the country's elementary school system is doing well in comparison with school abroad. The school year 2011-2012 brings several changes, including a trial run of contracts between schools and parents to help alleviate increasing problems with misbehaved children. The Lower House of Parliament on Thursday is debating several bills as part of the government's social and welfare reform. If passed and signed into law, they will introduce a number of changes to the welfare system. For instance, social and unemployment benefits will no longer be given out by municipalities, but rather by labour offices. Under public pressure, however, the government has scrapped plans to introduce compulsory social cards for people to take out pensions and benefits from ATMs. The reform also introduces harsher penalties for abusing social welfare. The centre-right coalition is expected to push the reform bills, strongly opposed by the Social Democrats and Communists, through the lower house next week. Greek Prime Minister Georgios Papandreou berated on Thursday Czech President Václav Klaus over his recent comments about lazy Ouzo drinkers. Mr. Klaus told the Czech Daily Pravo on Saturday that it was absolutely fine if Greeks choose to spend more hours drinking Ouzo under cypress trees. In that case, however, they cannot form a monetary union with Germany, the Czech president added. The Czech news agency quoted the Greek prime minister as saying that Mr. Klaus expressed his populist anti-Europeanism by offending Greeks. Should Europe not overcome such views, Mr. Papandreou said, it will once again suffer fragmentation and its people will lose the achievements reached in the last 60 years. The Czech Republic will next year provide 350 troops for the European Union's battle groups, the Czech Chief of General Staff Vlastimil Picek said after meeting with the chairman of the EU Military Committee, Hakan Siren, in Prague on Thursday. The Czech Army will provide a mechanized company complete with logistics support, Mr. Picek said. The EU's military contingent should consist of 2,800 soldiers from six countries, including Germany, Austria, Croatia, Macedonia and Ireland. It will be deployed on humanitarian, peacekeeping and reconstruction missions. The deficit of Czech public finances in August reached 87.3 billion crowns, up from 61.1 billion in July, the Czech finance ministry said on Thursday. While revenues dropped by 3.8 billion year-on-year, expenditures rose annually by 4.8 billion crowns. Analysts said the increase was slightly higher than expected. The government approved an overall budget deficit for this year of 135 billion crowns, or 3.6% of the country's gross domestic product. Hundreds of people gathered outside the Czech Education Ministry in Prague on Thursday to demand the sacking of Ladislav Bátora, a controversial right-wing figure who now serves as the minister's deputy chief of staff. Mr. Bátora, who has been accused of promoting right-wing extremism, was at the core of a recent government crisis when ministers for the coalition Topo 9 party refused to take part in the government sessions if Mr. Bátora stays in his position of the Education Ministry human resources boss. Minister Josef Dobeš eventually gave in but appointed Mr. Bátora in a new position. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The end of the week will be mostly sunny and warm, with daytime highs of around 24 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and it's the end of the news.